Have you ever been motivated by money? Well, I know that sounds like a redundant question, but it's a question that I was asked a while back and by a good friend, and I paused to answer only because I'm a minister of the gospel. If I were a man of the world, I would have quickly said yes. If I were a layman in the church, I would have said yes. But the question came off of his personal testimony, of which he said money was never really his objective. He said he was comfortable with what he had prepared for retirement. As I considered it, I finally told him, I've been motivated by money. When I started the church, I worked three jobs for money. Earning money motivated me to work. The need for money motivated me to work. The question really is a loaded question, if not explained. Knowing that I would get paid well for a job made me get up early and work hard. When I delivered drywall, they paid you according to how much you delivered. Money motivated me to unload a lot of drywall. My motive was not to be rich, but it has always been to be content and make sure my family was comfortable. Money as a motivator is not wrong. People every day will get up early to go to work and show self-restraint because of money that they hope to earn. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us this. God is telling us when you will disobey him to get money, when you will defile your conscience to get money or slander another person to get money, well, that's evil. At the root of all evil, somebody did something for money. To that person, money was their target. It was the objective, their security, even their God. Many people who are highly motivated to get money are also highly principled and would never sell out their integrity for money. I've always looked at money. There's two different aspects, actually, I feel we can look at money as. We can look at it as a target or a tool. And so, in essence, we need tools. Obviously, if you're in the building trades, you need good tools. And yet, the way our economy, the way our country is run, we need money to purchase things, to buy food, pay for bills, pay for electricity, pay for the water, the gasoline, wherever you live. And so it is a necessary commodity. We don't trade the way they used to in the pioneer days. And so currency is important. But the reality is this. It doesn't have to be a matter of you forfeiting your integrity, you forfeiting your walk with God. It shouldn't be. When it gets to that point, you're loving money more than you are the Lord. And I've always found it fascinating that the root of all evil is the love of money. The older I get, the more I see this. I am absolutely surprised at how people will sell out their conscience, their principles, their character to gain a dollar or $100 or $1,000, whatever the case may be. There's a passage in Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 23. It says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Friend, I truly believe this. If you have a price, if you have a price on your character, the devil will eventually give a bid. And so let's not be for sale. I love what Naboth said to Ahab when Ahab was trying to purchase his vineyard. He said, "It's not for sale. My father gave it to me. It's not for sale." May our Christianity be to us and to the world, not for sale. Not for sale. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a great day, and I'm glad that you joined us on a little Grace to Grow podcast. I know this was a little bit shorter than normal, but hopefully it'll give you something to think about throughout the week.